I don't know if you're ready for this, but Tom Skilling is definitely not ready for this.
No, I'm definitely not.
It's so great.
This scares the living daylights out of me.
No.
What have you done with my...
No.
With that horrible thing I hummed for
no.
you.
No. It's all good,
You're
Tom.
So brave for singing, because I'm a terrible singer, and I can't sing on the air.
Jeez. I've walked into so many record stores over the, you know, over the years and tried to hum the song whose name I didn't know, you know. This is before these apps we have
before
today.
Shazam, which allows you to do that.
Exactly. Yeah.
But so many people knew what you were talking about, because they text us, Tom's thinking of this song.
Wow.
They knew.
Yesterday,
when you did it, they texted us and said he's thinking of Madonna's song Frozen.
Let's take people back to yesterday. So we were having a normal conversation about the weather. Just
if
go with
we
that, Tom.
Have a normal conversation, yeah.
Yeah, just because if the bosses are listening.
As anyway, right? Bro?
Just go with, when the bosses are listening, just go, we're talking about the weather.
Right.
If they didn't hear it, it's their fault. So we're talking about the weather, and... all of a sudden, we just start discussing Madonna. I don't know. It just Madonna comes up, and you were talking about Madonna songs, your favorite Madonna songs.
Well, she had come in late to a concert. You'd
right.
Yes,
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Big
she
important
had a technical
news story.
Issue, right. And everyone thought right. she was being a diva something, but she wasn't.
Right.
Exactly. So... So then Tom says, "Hey, what was that song that she did that went something a little like this?"
It favorite
like,
Madonna song, Tom? Do you have one?
What's the one they did recently? It goes, ooh. Da, 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 da.
Okay, so there's Tom doing that. All right, that was yesterday.
And I totally know which one it is.
Right. All right. So and then everybody figured it out, and we figured it out, and then we thought, well, what would be better? Than working the real song.
Yeah. Applying modern technology to try and clean that up. Is
and it? A great music yeah. producer's ear. You need right. ear and hands to
it
be able
have
to figure
be
this out.
A very great producer, yeah. yes. And it
Brian
is,
Altomer.
I know.
Yes.
Right, right.
Who is going to win a Grammy before this is all said and done. Not with us, but with someone else. He wanted to play it for me. Today, and I said, no.
No, I didn't want to hear it either.
No.
I said, I can't wait to hear it, but not now.
The three of us have to hear it together. Mm-hmm. I think it's the only way to get through this.
Right.
All right, so, Tom, are you prepared?
I don't know whether I am or not. We're going to find out. Rogue.
Here is your first duet, maybe not your
with
last,
Madonna.
With Madonna.
Wow. So what do you think? Is she going to... Will I be
Madonna
on
line
record?
One.
Gee, that was awful, wasn't it?
No, it's the... No, I believe that there will be some lawsuits. No question about
so.
It.
Yeah. Well, you know, you did what you could with that. You know, and let's face it, there wasn't much you could do with it other than burn that tape, you know? So...
And I told him, he said to me last night when we were walking out, I go, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this. I go, make sure you auto-tune it.
Yeah.
And he did. Yeah. How auto-tuned is he on that?
I'm not sure what auto-tuning is, but it needed something. That's for sure.
Oh, no. Oh, he didn't auto-tune you. He just pitched
he
you
didn't.
Up. Oh. He pitched you up so that you could hit the note.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
wow.
That's something right
well,
there.
Well, that's a first. You know, this is the station where they got, Neil Diamond and on Roy Leonard's show, You Don't Bring Me Roses Anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Roy Leonard's producer years ago suggested when Neil Diamond was on that he ought to... Who was it he sang that song with? And he put them together, I think, with Barbara Streisand, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, yeah.
And that song, the idea from that, came from Roy's producer. So...
You never know.
You may have started something.
You never know, Tom. WGN, it was like... When I said when I first got here, and I said it to the bosses here, and I said it to my agent, and I said, oh, my God, just don't let me break the place. That's all I was concerned about.
No.
It's not breakable. No single human being can break it, but I didn't want to contribute
least
to something
of all
bad.
You would not break it. I'm flattered to no end that you took that rather... the horrible effort there.
No,
to
no, it was a great effort.
One of Madonna's songs and tried to mix that into something. That's pretty impressive.
But then today, our the guy who used to be the executive producer of this show many years ago at a different radio station, named Jocko Headblade, who really there's a guy named that, who now is one of Steve Harvey's big TV producers. He sent us. He found because he does a Christmas album, a Christmas like email every year.
Right.
These great, you know, sort of camp Christmas songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he found the single that Orion Samuelson did.
Oh.
Have you heard this?
No.
You've never heard this before?
I think, you know what, years ago, I think I did hear this, but I've forgotten it. And so this will be like hearing it the first time.
Now, do you say jingle bells or do you say yingle bells when you say
Don't give it away, Anna.
Well, I was just wondering if other people do this. Or
spoiler alert!
Oh, sorry.
Well, you know, Orion comes from God's country up in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And
right.
So, you know, there's heavy Scandinavian
influence
up there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here you go.
Okay.
My wife says to me, let's not drive the old coupe. Hitch the horse again to the one horse open sleigh. The horse was awful mad. If he could talk, he'd say, you'll be sorry you hitched me to a one horse open sleigh. A jingle bells, the jingle bells, the jingle all the way.
Oh boy.
It ain't fun like it used to be.
I want to ask you this. Now, Orion Samuelson is a treasure.
He is
a Hall of Famer. He's a guy that I couldn't carry his briefcase with farm reports in it, right?
No.
I couldn't. I mean, this is a guy that is so instrumental in broadcasting in the 20th century.
Yep.
You can't even imagine it. But would you rather, if you didn't have a choice, if you were actually been rendered by the CIA to a black site in Libya, and they played this at the top of top volume, would you rather listen to the Jingle Bells or to your own performance with Madonna?
Let's hear that again to make sure we decide correctly. Listen.
It sounds a little like something from Homeland, doesn't it?
It sounds like I'm undergoing waterboarding.
Yes, it does.
Like
it's a little bit of a torture technique. Yeah.
This, by the way...
This sounds like an animal in trouble of some kind, you know?
This sounds like when Madonna's record was released in Raqqa, Syria, what it sounded like.
Oh, my. That is really...
I'm going with the Jingle Bells. I'm going to go with the Jingle Bells right now.
If you had to have your torture music,
to choose one of the two. It's not torture. It's just as it's.
Oh, I thought you were talking Homeland.
It's torture, bro.
No,
mine was.
But I think Tom's performance sounds a little Middle Eastern, doesn't it?
Oh, okay.
Play that again.
Belly dancers out there.
Right. It sounds a little.
Okay. Yeah, I see it.
So at the end of a Bollywood film, there's almost like
or Persian or something like that.
Something South Asian.
Some belly dancers in there.
It sounds like one of those things where, you know, you've got that snake coming out of the basket and, you know, you're playing the flute or something. Whatever that thing they play is, you know.
Let's just keep it. Right, exactly. Whatever stereotype we can come up with.
Uh-huh. Right.
That's just roll it in there.
Just roll it in there.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you've done something to the broadcast industry in just minutes' time playing that thing.
Back to back.
And it isn't good, I don't think, but...
You know Orion right now is calling Jimmy DeCastro going, you know, Jimmy, I supported your decision on him.
Right.
But not anymore.
Right. Yeah, he's got to go.
He's got to go. And by the way, send Skilling with him.
Right, yeah. Pack them up.
They can stay.
She's
lovely.
Them up and get them out of here.
Yeah, we're out. Yeah. We're out. It's going to be a very lonely Christmas. The three of us sitting around at the up in Tom's apartment as we're trying to make sure that we freeze a lot of the turkey because we're going to need it.
I know.
All the way through.
For sandwiches.
All the way through January and February.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was some kind of broadcast moment there. Yeah. But I, well,
we can
I
always get
you.
Jobs at Channel 2, Tom. That's always
there.
Worry.
You go. All right. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing, Ro. Thanks for you did make an effort to clean that up, and you know, might not have succeeded, but you tried. You know,
we did so, try. All right, what's happening on the weather front?
Well, we're getting cold for 3 days. Then it's going to warm up quickly on Sunday. And, you know, there's as we look deeper into next week, because we've got Christmas coming up, there's very little chance of a white Christmas, virtually non-existent. But, boy, they're showing one surge midweek that could put us in the 50s, and there may be another one beyond Christmas Day, which, you know, the end of next weekend. That's not this weekend, but the weekend that follows. Where we get it even warmer, you know, another one of these storms in here. So the bottom line is, and by the way, a sneak peek at the New Year's seems to suggest it's going to be a warm affair, too, around here. So the
always
bottom
is.
Line is we're going to finish, yeah, that's true, in ways non-meteorological.
Well, right? You know, it's interesting because they're doing that big thing down here for the first time.
That's
right? They're lighting up.
Right.
There's a whole river festival that's going to happen around New Year's Eve. And you know what? Isn't it interesting? I mean, here we are just a couple of weeks away from that. And you're not seeing a ton of promotion for it.
You know, maybe after that Chicago fire thing, maybe they're a little gun shy.
Well, it's the same people, I think, that it's the same organization.
But what a great idea.
It
it's
is
a perfect
a good idea.
Thing.
Oh, we should have something like that,
it
right? Like,
and what they've got a major celebrity. Did they name who this is going to be?
Wait, it's Chi-Town Rising, it's called.
Right.
Wow.
And it's presented by Corona Extra and Hyatt Gold. And it's going to be right here on Michigan Avenue and Columbus
How
Drive.
Cool.
Big old countdown stage. They're gonna, I mean,
we had the guy on putting this thing together.
He was awesome,
and it's like great. And I don't know why they're not back talking about it.
Well, this could work out nicely in terms of temperature. I'm not sure it won't rain part of the weekend, but we'll deal with it as we get closer to it. But it looks warm.
Hey Tom, if we can get nix 86 December. Mm-hmm. And put it in the books like this, and we can just get through January and February.
Yeah.
I can manage that.
Hey, do you know it's been 9 days since we've had a freezing temperature? At midnight tonight, they're running the same sort of thing up in Milwaukee. That'll be the longest period without a freezing temperature in Milwaukee history, and I'm not sure what the number is for us, but we're going to check into that. This has got to be approaching a record for a long period without a freezing temperature in December, and that's doing something there.
All right.
So, yeah.
Let's pray. Let's pray.
Let's pray.
Let us pray now. Let's pray now that Orion Samuelson
sees the light of day
does not have us fired.
Yes.
And let us pray that Madonna does not sue us. So the two things that we're going to have to pray for right now.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Know. Well, boy, if she got mad at her crowd for getting mad at her for being
late. Oh, imagine what they're going to do to us now, Tom.
When she hears that and says, that we defaced her.
Oh, boy.
You know, her music. Jeez.
Right, I think you were good at backup vocals. I really did. I like that.
She's been drinking, Tom. She's been drinking heavily.
We did have champagne tasting
earlier.
You had
champagne
earlier,
about an hour ago.
So tomorrow, ask me again, and I'll tell you.
Anna, thanks.
Don't ask her. All right.
You hang in there with me, Anna. I'm going to need all the help I can get after that.
All right, Tom. Thank you.
See you guys.
All right. There
bye,
he goes.
Tom.
Great Tom Skilling right there. Ruined his career. And I just told him, I don't want to break the place.